previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Good morning.
Hello, friends. Hello.
Welcome to Friday. What?
The red light is on in the studio.
It is in the red studio. Red. All right. Let's. We've got to be a little bit serious about this because it's every year, this time of the year, where we have to answer the call, and that is for one donation from you that can save many lives. I'm talking about three lives. We're heading into towards Easter weekend. It's a busy time for the folks at the South African National Blood Service. She joins us in the studio this morning. She is the head of donor relations for the Eastern Cape. Zikhona Raters, welcome to Algoa FM Breakfast.
Boop, 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 boop.
This is the energy we bring.
We had to. With a surname like Raiters, it would be remiss of us
not
to not play older Bless Bridges' Raiter van die Veenkie.
It's the energy and it's the blood you bring.
How are you?
I'm good. Better than last time I was here.
Okay. Oh, really? There's been an improvement in blood donations?
There's been an improvement.
This is great.
And we're pushing towards getting it better for this important period.
Were you guys preparing in the push for Easter, or is that blood for something else? Has it been used up already?
So, Lee, a lot happened. I mean, like I said, the last time I was here, we reached about 0.9 days stock cover. We know the history of that. If someone, you know, in a day's time needed blood, we wouldn't have. So we learned the hard way through the festive period and January when I was here that we need to actually just keep pushing instead of waiting, because we know it's going to come.
Yeah.
You know that people are going to be traveling. We know that people are going to be seeing families. We unfortunately know that there'll be more accidents on the road because people are traveling. So we were preparing. And now this final call that we're answering is to get 6,000 units on Saturday.
It's being proactive all the time. You're 6,000.
Proactive. I love that, because I think we've always been working in a, you know, reactive, you know, when we see the blood stock levels dropping, then we start. But now this year, we're like, we can't afford to lose.
You guys have to be exactly on a perpetual drive. It's just a constant call for blood, I think.
Funny enough, the other day, the guy came to my car and gave me a flyer for another, you know, promotion. And my team is at the corner of Cape Road right now. Please hoot.
Which corner?
Corner of Cape Road.
Cape Road
and William Moffat.
William Moffat.
Yeah. Yes, please, please toot for the SANBS crew out there this morning.
But he was saying, he saw the car actually, and he was like, do you guys have a shortage right now? And that's the sad part. We associated with shortages, which is bad. So that's why this call to action matters the most.
Yeah. But why is Easter such a critical time? Is it literally just because more people are on the roads?
No, definitely. The patients that are lying there, obviously it's recoveries, it's from post-op issues, but the decline, obviously, of collection of blood happens because of the traveling, but also the increase of the usage of blood happens because of the, you know,
the accidents that are happening on the road.
Yes. And like I said last time, we're reaching a stage where either the hospitals are reaching some form of financial year end, or the doctors are reaching some form of a financial year end where the demand increases because of the planned surgeries, but mostly because of the accidents.
You mentioned 6,000 units. I mean, that is a massive.
I saw your eyes.
I was like, wow. We've been working together with South African National Blood Service for a long time. I've never heard the call for 6,000 units of blood, and you want to do this tomorrow.
Yes. For the Eastern Cape, just to make it, to bring it closer to home, to the Algoa country, we need to collect 450 units tomorrow.
Oh man, that's easy peasy. Sure.
Excuse, all with your help, yes.
Yes.
650 units, easy peasy.
We could do it. So, yes, the 28th, answer the call. We're calling upon, it's a national campaign, obviously, and it's in preparation for the Easter period, and also just to regulate our blood stock levels and not constantly cry for low stock.
Now, I'm going to ask a question. I know the process. I'm a blood. I've got a card. I'm a donor. But many people assume that blood donation takes a lot of time and effort to donate. Would you just kindly explain the process for those people who are thinking about donating blood, want to get into the routine of it?
Definitely, especially for tomorrow. You know, you'll see us at the shopping centers, the various shopping centers, and you might think, oh, there's a line. it's merely going to take you 20 minutes. Yeah. What could take long, obviously, is how long you take to pump that blood. But think of it this way. It's 20 minutes of your life that's just going to be given to someone that needs it for life.
Yeah.
You get to the donor center or the shopping center that you'll be donating blood at. You'll fill in a form, and we also are digital. It's on a little, you know, digital form now.
Yeah.
That takes quicker than writing it down in a pen. You go for a quick prick through that whole process. That's probably the most painful part.
But don't be a prick. Go get a prick.
Yeah. They check your vitals, and like Lee says, don't be that prick. Just go do it.
I think you've created the new campaign.
No, well, let me tell you about a campaign that I am actually thinking about. This you can have for free, by the way, Zikhona Raiders.
Okay, thank you, thank you.
I'm thinking, you know, I'm busy thinking about what you were saying about the accidents on the road, particularly during high peak periods, Christmas, Easter, and so on. What about a strategic partnership or collaboration between the SANBS and the Department of Transport's Arrive Alive campaign? Because you guys are on two sides of the same story.
Great minds. We are nationally looking at campaigns across the board, and that is one of them. I mean, we're even partnering with the Round Table. There's a lot of possibilities when it comes to partnerships, and thank you, Lee.
Because I'm thinking if you get to the root cause, which is the accidents,
definitely,
you know, you would want to obviously get involved in that, making sure that people arrive alive.
They will, especially tomorrow if you donate your blood.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, all right. So for a person that's considering donating for the first time, what is your message to that person? Just to lift them, get out of their chair, switch off Netflix and go out and save three lives.
You know what, Charlie? I don't think anyone realized. I mean, wait.
No, I'm always in a lot of people's minds.
Me with just, Charlie.
And I'm looking right into his face. But you never know when you could be the one who's in hospital who needs that blood.
Yeah.
A lot of people will be traveling over the next couple of days to their loved ones, with their loved ones, to spend time with their loved ones. Think about those that are in hospital right now who are unable to do that, who need that one unit of blood that no one can buy, no one can make.
Mm.
But you sitting there with Netflix and you can donate it.
Mm.
And really, bring it closer to home. It could be your child. It could be your mother.
Mm.
And it's something that no one can give. It's something that's given, like no one can, you know, create and make.
Yeah.
It's quite emotional because you don't realize how important it is until it hits home. And I think that's where it matters most. Just bring it closer to home and realize that it could be you. It could be your loved one.
Z, in terms of the process, Tasneem says she'd love to donate. Do you guys check iron levels and so on beforehand? Won't you just explain very briefly the process when someone does come to donate with the intention of donating blood?
Especially that specific partly. That prick, that is a test to check your iron levels. And more so often, females especially, if you are unable to donate that moment, it's not because there's something wrong with your blood. It's just that you need to take care of yourself so that you can take care of others.
Mm.
So if you can't donate at that time, we'll give you about 3 months, let you know as to why you can't donate, and your blood pressure. You know, sometimes you're excited, sometimes you're nervous and your blood pressure goes up. That blood pressure test that you take that moment is really just to ensure that you're okay and that it's safe for you to donate blood. And like I said earlier, that it's about the patient also, you know.
And it doesn't deplete any of your own stores.
100%. Mm-hmm. 100%. And the 56 days that you get to donate, you can donate every 56 days, is to replenish. You're going to be fine. Like, there's absolutely nothing that we're going to take away from you besides saving someone else's life.
Like you said, every 56 days, you can actually put it in your diary to go, because otherwise it will be in vain.
Charlton, please. Time and place.
No, that's a place. It's a place.
Zikhona, so tomorrow is the big day, 28th of March. I'm interested. I'm keen. We've managed to convince thousands to take part tomorrow. Where can they go?
We are everywhere tomorrow. Our donor centres are open until 2 o'clock. We are at the various shopping centres across the Algoa country, stemming all the way from the shopping centres in Jeffreys Bay, Fountains Mall, in PE, Green Acres, The Bridge, you know, our two donor centres, and then in East London, the donor centre at Vincent. We are everywhere. Please check out our website. It's out there. Call, call a friend, bring a friend. We need to get 6,000 units tomorrow through your assistance. But if you can't donate, like you said, I'm keen, but I can't, call a friend.
And,
you
know, and East London, Zikona?
East London, our East London donor centres, the mall, we have various donor shopping centres that will be open.
Okay,
tomorrow.
So that,
until
takes,
4.
That takes care of you, Herbie. Herbie says, I'm an active donor for the past 9 years. My son was born with spina bifida, and he was worried because he knows that the Beacon Bay branch is closed down. There's only one blood bank left in Vincent. But now, as you've heard, Herbie, Zikona says at various spots in East London as well. Also, Suzanne, that takes care of your concern about people having lack of transport to get to various areas. As Zikona said, there will be blood donation stations dotted all over the city. Every single mall, you can go and have a look and see if they're there.
Absolutely. 100%. Thank you for joining us in the studio and all the best for tomorrow.
That's 6,000 units.
I know you're gonna you're gonna get it. Don't worry.
I feel like I've convinced you, especially when here.
No.
Well, let me also reassure you, Z. Jacques Arendt says this Easter people will, in all probability, stay at home because of the fuel prices.
Yeah.
So because of the fuel, no one is going to be driving.
Yeah, that sucks.
Well, that's a win for us. Meaning
that's what he's saying, just
around.
To reassure you. To
we
reassure
won't
you.
Have low blood stock levels. Thank you to you guys
just
and our listeners.
Just have no to be problem. Positive, yeah.
Okay, stop it. Stop it. No, you're not here what this man is doing.
No, yeah. I've completely blocked him out. Okay. Blocked him out. But
are you negative?
Z, you also need to get in touch with Spa. I will share the details with you. Roseanne from Spa has sent through a message saying they would love to collaborate with the SANBS.
Yeah.
So there
nice.
You go.
Yeah. Woo! Very nice. Zikona from South African National Blood Service, thank you for joining us. Good luck for tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you so much, Algoa family.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.